cold and flu season is nearly here, and on this weekend's Clay County Health Update, we were joined by Darcy Fallon, the Population Health Educator for Clay County Public Health, and she's sharing information on flu, RSV, and other respiratory illnesses, and can answer some of the most common questions that people might ask. And Darcy, tell us about illnesses that we might encounter this time of year.
So these are, you know, the four viral illnesses that we see most often, and they look very similar. So again, we have the cold, which is just the common cold, influenza, RSV, and then we still have COVID-19. So symptoms overlap a lot. Many times the only way to know exactly what you have is to, you know, go through testing at the doctor's office. So what's most important is to monitor those symptoms and begin treatment as soon as possible. If a virus goes unchecked for too long, it can lead to complications like pneumonia, especially in our young children, older adults, and then those with chronic health conditions. So treating symptoms is very similar across all of these illnesses.
And let's break down what people can do at home. Someone has mild symptoms. Maybe it's a low-grade fever, aches, a mild cough. What is the recommended approach?
Yeah, so we want to stick to the basics. And when we talk about like a low-grade fever, we usually say anything under 100 degrees. So rest, plenty of fluids, over-the-counter medications like Tylenol, you know, keeping a close eye on the symptoms. These are just some simple steps that go a long ways in helping that body fight off the virus.
Sometimes someone needs to call 911, or do they go directly to the emergency department? It can be confusing.
Yes, it can be confusing. So we want you to come to the ER or call 911 if you or a loved one is experiencing difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, chest pain, left arm pain, or jaw pain. We also can see things like seizures, especially with those high temperatures. So if those high temps are getting unmanageable with over-the-counter medications, we definitely want you to be seen.
Fallon shares advice on how to treat fevers, especially in kids, and answer some common questions about coughs on this weekend's Clay County Health Update. You can find it under the podcast page at northwestiowanow.com. I'm Audrey McIrvin.